Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron, Mechaber of the Sefer Nezer Avraham on Maseches Nazir. Maseches Nazir has been dedicated Le'ili Nishmas, Gittel Malkabas Shapsi, Nassan Pinchas Ben Peretz, Eliezer Lipa Ben Matisyahu Mordechai.
Today's shiur is on Nazir Daf Nun Gimel. The daf starts discussing the shaila of Rami Bar Chama by Roiva Atzamois Min Hashedra V'Gulgoyles Mai. The Radzina Rebbe in the Sidrei Taras and Masechta Ohalois says that this is one of the hardest gemaras in Shas, the Shaila of Rami Bar Chama and the ensuing Shakla Vitaria about the Rayas to his Shaila. Let's see if we can be Ma'ayan Alpi the Rishonim by us in our Sugya. The Rosh and Toisvis and the Mefarish explain that the Shaila of Rami Bar Chama is a Shaila in Hilchas Nazirus. Of course, Lagabe other Tumas, a roiva akav of atzamois is metame, but specifically regarding the din of nazir megaleach aleha, we learned in the Mishnah that a nazir is megaleach only on a chatzi kav atzamois, not by roiva akav atzamois. So Rami Bar Chama's shaila is, what about if this roiva akav of atzamois comes from the skull or the spinal bones? Do we say that it's more chamur because it comes from the shedra of a gulgoyles and the nazir is megaleach even on the roiva kav atzamos? Or do we say loishna, and just like by bones that come from other parts of the body, only a chatzi kav makes a nazir megaleach aleha? Similarly, by bones that come from the shedra gulgoyles, it'll also be only if it's a chatzi kav atzamos, not by roiva kav atzamos. The problem with this pshat in the shail of the Gemara is asked by the Rosh himself, and Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and by the Shito Lechachmei Ivra as well, is that the Gemara says in the beginning of Daf Nun Gimel, Toshma Shamai Oimer, Etzem Echad Min HaShedra Oimer HaGulgoyles. And that din of Shamai, that Shamai holds that one Etzem is Mitami Min HaShedra Oimer HaGulgoyles, was not said at all Lagabi the din of Nazir Megaleach. That Stam said Lagabi the din of Tumas Meis, that Etzem Echad from the Shedra Oimer HaGulgoyles is Mitami. So how could the Gemara think to bring from this shita of Shammai the pshitus to the shaila of Rami Bar Chama? Rami Bar Chama himself knew that it's metame, but oihel, the only shaila he had was, is a nazir megaleach aleha or not? So how could we bring a pshitus from Shammai to the shaila of Rami Bar Chama? This is the kasha of the Rosh. Because of this, the Rosh explains, and the shita lechachmei ivra as well, a very creative pshat in our Gemara, and says that the shaila of Rami Bar Chama is really misla tali on the shaila of Shedra v'gulgoyles tanan, or Shedra oy gulgoyles tanan, in the previous sugya. The Gemara in the previous sugya on Daf Nun Beis had a shaila lagabi the din of Tumas Shedra v'gulgoyles, do you need the skull and the spine together, or is each one metame independently of each other? Says the Rosh, if you need the Shedra v'gulgoyles together, then we don't see any specific chumrah in the shedra v'gulgoyles. But if shedra oy gulgoyles tanan, then that shows that each one independently of each other would be metame. Then that shows that it's chamiri, each one provides a toma chamura. If that's the case, says the Rosh, the shaila of Rami Bar Chama over here, b'negea to the din of roiva akav of atzamos that comes from a shedra v'gulgoyles, that we want to know, does it have a din that it's chamiri and therefore a nazir is megaleach aleha even though it doesn't have a chatzi kav? It really depends on that original shaila. If the din is oy shedra oy gulgoyles, that shows that it's chamiri. If it's chamiri, then hu adin lagabi the din of a nazir being megaleach on the atzamos that come from the shedra v'gulgoyles, it'll be chamur that you don't need the chatzi kav atzamos. Even a roiva kav atzamos is enough to be mechayiv the nazir to be megaleach aleha. However, if shedra v'gulgoyles tanan, then we don't see an indication that shedra and gulgoyles are chamiri. Adarabba, they are atzamos pshutim and they don't have the din that it has an extra chumrah. Memela will go back to the regular din, just like atzamos that come from any other evarim in the body, that only with chatzi kav atzamos is a nazir megaleach aleha. So therefore the shaila of Rami Bar Chama is really the tutzadim of the shaila of the previous Gemara. And if that's the case, the Gemara has a good tashma from Shammai, just like the previous Gemara had. Once Shammai says, min hashedra oy min ha-gulgoyles, it's mashma that each one is metame independently. If that's the case, we see that Shammai holds that shedra and gulgoyles are chamiri. If it's chamiri, therefore, a nazir will be megaleach on the tumas shedra v'gulgoyles, even if it's only a roiva hakav of atzamois. This is the pshat that the Rosh learns in our sugya. However, the Keren Oira and a number of the other achroinim are ma'ira that this is a very mechudish tikkup pshat. It's not mashma that way in the Stimus HaGemara. The Gemara had a whole sugya of Shedra Vigulgoylus or Shedra Oigulgoylus Tanan. And after a whole rayas back and forth with an Ibayat Eloy of Shita, now the Gemara brings a new shayla in the name of Rami Bar Chama to say that it's really the same shayla and it's Tali Zeh Bezeh is very sasum in the Gemara. The Rosh is saying it because he has a doichik, because the Gemara brings a makar from Shammai, even though Shammai's Chumra is not said Legabe the din of Nozim Megalechala. But if we don't accept this mechudesh tekepshat of the Rosh, how else can we learn the Gemara? In addition to that, the Briskerov in the Chidushei Moran Riz Halevi on the Rambam in Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Zayin Halacha Dalad, shows that the Rambam clearly did not learn like the pshat of the Rosh in the Sugya. Because the Rambam paskins, both in Hilchas Tumas Meis, Perek Beis Halacha Ches, and in Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, that oy shedra oy gulgoylus tanan, as we mentioned in the previous shir, that the shedra on its own and the gulgoylus on its own is mitami. Yet in our suffix of Rami Bar Chama, the Rambam in Hilchas Nazirus Perek Zayin Halacha Dalad says that it's an ibaya deloy of shita, and we paskin that it's a suffix. Harei zeh suffix tamei. How could the Rambam paskin that it's a suffix tamei? If the two shailas are tali zeh bezeh, and the Rambam paskined whatever the source of the Rambam is, but if the Rambam paskined oy shedra, oy gulgoylus, that each one is metame, that shows that it's chamiri. If it's chamiri, then this shouldn't be a suffix tumah. Then we should paskin that a roiva akav atzamay sabam in a shedra va gulgoylus, a nazir is megaleach alah. Elamai, we see from the Rambam that these two shailas are independent of each other, as is the pashtos of the mashmas haGemara, like the Keren Oira and the other achroinim were ma'orer. And therefore, b'das haRambam, we need a new pshat in this Gemara. If Rami Bar Chama's shaila is not totally on the previous shaila of the Gemara, so it's a new shaila. Legabi the din of nazi megaleach, is he megaleach on a roiva akav atzamos that come from the shedra and gulgoylas? How could the Gemara then bring a raya from the Mishnah of Shammai that Shammai says etzem echad min hashedra oy min hagulgoylas? If Shammai was not even discussing the din of nazi megaleach aleha in the Hagois Hagra, on the side of the Gemara and Afnun Beis Amid Beis in Ois Aleph, he explains that the Iker Shaila of Rami Bar Chama was not Legabe Nazir Megaleach Aleha, rather it was Legabe the Etzem Din Toma. Is a Roiva Hakav Atzomois that comes from a Shedra Vagulgoyles Metame Ba'oyel? Or maybe we say it's not Metame Ba'oyel since it does not come Me Roiv HaBinyan Oy Me Roiv HaMinyan of the body. You only have a Roiva Hakav Atzomois. It comes from the Shedra Vagulgoyles. It is not me'aroiv minyan or roiv binyan, so maybe it's not metame. Lefize, that the shayla of the Gemara is not legabi nazir, it's legabi tumas meis in general, then we understand bipshitus, that the Gemara is poishit from Shammai, because Shammai was discussing the din of tumas meis and said that it is metame min hashedra oy min agulgoylas. And if that's the case, the din of roiv akav atzamois would be metame min hashedra oy min agulgoylas. And we're not discussing b'chlal, the din of whether a nazir is megaleach aleha. However, without the hagah of the gra, if you leave in the nusach ha-gemara, the way we have it, it's mavur clearly that we're discussing the mishnah of nazir megaleach aleha. And that's why the Tosfos and the Rosh and the other Rishonim do not learn like the hagois hagra. They learn that the shayla of Rami Bar Chama was b'negeah to nazir. And if that's the case, hadra kushya l'duchta, what is exactly the shakla v'tari of the gemara and the raya from Shammai? In addition to that, the Briskerov over there in Hilchas in the Chidushei Moran Riz Halevi and Hilchas Nazirus points out that the Rambam surely did not learn like the Vart of the Gra, because the Rambam paskins that a Roiva Hakav Atzamos is Metame in general, even if they do not come from Roiv Minyan or Roiv Binyan of the body. And therefore, there wouldn't be a shayla b'chlal l'gabi tuma. For sure l'gabi tuma. Even if it didn't come from the shedra of Agulgoylus. A roiva akava tzomis is always metame. The Vilna Gaon was assuming like the shita of Toisvis on daf mem tes amid beis. Dibra hamaskel v'alchatzi kava tzomis. That Toisvis says that the din that a roiva akava tzomis is metame is only if it comes from roiv minyan or roiv binyan. Like the pashas of the Mishnah in Alois, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. But al kopanim, if you learn like that, then you could say that there's a shayla of roiva atzomis that comes min ashedra min agugoyles. Maybe it's metame even if it doesn't come from roiv binyan or roiv minyan, or maybe it's not metame, maybe loishna, maybe it's similar to roiva atzomis that comes from other parts of the body. But if you hold like the shita sarambam, that the Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Meis Perik Beis Halacha Tes says that a roiva hakav atzomis is metame even if it doesn't come eroiv minyan or eroiv binyan, so then surely if it comes from the shedra of agulgoylus, it's no worse, and definitely then it's metame ba'oil. The only shayla could possibly be the way the Tosis and the Rosh explain Rami Bar Chama's shayla, which is a nazir megaleach aleha. And if that's the shayla of the Gemara, is a nazir megaleach on the roiva hakav atzomis habom in hashedra of agulgoylus, how could the Gemara think to bring a pshitus from the Mishnah of Shammai Oimer etzem echad min hashedra oimen agugoylas? That member of Shammai wasn't said legabi naziris bichlal. So I'd like to share with you the mahalach of the Briskerov over there in the Chidushei Mar and Riz Halevi, a lamdash pshat in the shail of the Gemara, that he learns that this is the way the Rambam understood pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara was mesupik. Rami Bar Chama was clarifying what is the geder of the tuma of roiva atzamos that comes min hashedra oy min hagugoylus. Because the Gemara on our daf here on daf nun gimel says that there's a halacha l'moshe misinai that was said through Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi that a nazir is not megaleach on the tuma of roiva atzamos. Only a kav chatzi kav atzamos. Then we say a nazir is megaleach. But on the tuma of roiva atzamos, a nazir is not megaleach aleha. That's the hilchasa that was said mipi ashmua from Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. So Rabbi Bar Chama is clarifying: when you have roiva atzamos that come in ashedra and agugoylas, what is the shame tuma? What is the category of this tuma? Is it the regular category of tumas roiva atzamos? Just like roiva atzamos from other parts of the body, so this is roiva atzamos min ashedra and agugoylas is the same. Or no, maybe it has a new shame called Tumas Shedra V'Gulgoylas. That Tumas Shedra V'Gulgoylas is not just if it's complete Shedra or complete Gulgoylas. Even if it's broken up into fragments and bones, still the Atzamois that come, if it's a Roiva, if it has a shear of Roiva Atzamois, then it has the category of Tumas Shedra V'Gulgoylas. So surely the shear Tuma is Roiva Hakav Atzamois min hashedra min agugoylus. But the shaila is, what is the shame tuma? What is the category of tuma? Is it now the tumas roiva atzamos? Or since it comes from the shedra agugoylus, it goes into the category of tumas shedra agugoylus? Nafkamina, that if it's the tumas roiva atzamos, as we just said, we know a hilchasa, that a nazir is not megaleach aleha. So if the category is tumas roiva atzamos, then a nazir is not megaleach. But if it does have the shame tuma of tumas shedra v'agugoylus, then a nazir is megaleach aleha. So that's the shayla of Rami Bar Chama. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, roiva atzamos min hashedra v'agugoylus mai. We know it's metame, but we want to know what's the gedra atuma. If it's the tumas roiva atzamos, then we say that it is not, nazir is not megaleach aleha. Or do we say that it has the category of tumas shedra v'gulgoylas, and then it's chamiri, then memela it has this chumra that a nazir megaleach aleha as well? That's the shayla of Rami Bar Chama. If that's the case, says the Brisker Rav, now we understand what the raya is from Shammai. Not because Shammai said that min hashedra min agulgoylas it's tamei, but Shammai said etzem echad, even if it's one bone min hashedra oy min agulgoylas. Says the Brisker Rav, we learned from Shammai that the gather of the tuma is not tumas roiva atzamos, because in order to fit into the category of roiva atzamos, it has to be plural. It has to be atzamos. It has to be bones. As Beis Shammai said in that Mishnah, roiva atzamos min ha'atzamim oy mishnayim oy mishloisha. It has to be from a multiple amount of bones, not from one etzem. If Shammai says etzem echod min hashedra min agugoylas, we understand that the tuma, when it comes from the shedra of agugoylas, is not the regular category of tumas roiva atzamais. Adarab, it's a new category, a new shame tuma called tumas shedra of agugoylas. And if that's the case, it's even may etzem echod, even one bone that came from the shedra of agugoylas, that's enough to be metame. Memela, the Gemara says, once we see from Shammai that the category of tuma is tumas shedra of agugoylas, Memela will understand that he holds that a nazir is megaleach aleha as well. Because it's true, the shayla of Rami Bar Chama is negiah to nazir megaleach aleha. But the shayrish of that shayla, the root of that shayla is, what is the shame tuma of roiva atzamis haba min hashedra of agugoylas? Is it tumas roiva atzamis or is it tumas shedra of agugoylas? From Shammai we see that it's in the new category of tumas shedra of agugoylas, because he says afilu etzem echad min hashedra of agugoylas is metame. And therefore, even though Shammai was not addressing the din of nazir megaleach directly, but we see from Shammai that it goes into the new category of tumas shedra v'gulgoylas, memela that will be poshet the shayla that a nazir is megaleach on a tumas roiva akav atzomis habom in hashedra v'gulgoylas. Because only legabe tumas roiva atzomis was it said the hilchasa mipi hashmua from Chagi Zechariah Malachi that ein hanazir megaleach oleho. But in the tumas shedra v'gulgoylas the chamiri, there we know that a nazir is megaleach oleho. So if that's the case, if roiva akav atzamos is not just the shear of the tumah, it's just the shear of the tumah, but the category of the tumah is not the tumas roiva atzamos, it's the tumas shedra v'gulgoyles, then the halacha would be that a nazir is megaleach aleha as well, and that's how the Gemara means to be poshet the shayla from Shammai, even though the shayla of Rami Bar Chama was talking specifically about the din, is a nazir megaleach on the roiva akav atzamos habo min hashedra v'gulgoyles. The Gemara then brings the Braisa of Rabbi Eliezer that says that some of the Zakenim Harishonim held that the shear of Tumah was Chatzi Kav Atzamos and Chatzi Loigdam, and some of the Zakenim Harishonim held it was Roiva Kav Atzamos and Revias HaLoigdam, and the Bezdin Shal Achreim said that the Roiva Atzamos and Revias Dam is Metame Lagabi Truma V'Kachim, that a person is not allowed to eat Truma and Kachim. Avoloi L'Nozir V'Oise Pesach, in order to make him into a nazir tamei that he's megaleach aleha, and to withhold him from bringing the Karban Pesach, that is only by a chatzi kav atzamos and a chatzi loigdam, not by a roiva kav atzamos and revias of dam. What is exactly the difference between the truma of a kachim and the nazir of a oise Pesach? So the Tosis Rid in Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, says, Shelatruma v'kachim hein tmein midirabonon, that the whole tumah here by roiva akav atzamos and revias dam is a tumah midrabanan, and therefore the rabbanan made a chumra on him that he's not allowed to eat truma and kachim. Avoloi l'nazir v'oise pesach, delagabe oise pesach loy hemidu divrayim b'makam karis. To refrain from bringing the karim pesach would be an oinish karis. So if midai raisa he's eligible to bring the karim pesach, so then the rabbanan were not going to make him tamei and make him ineligible to bring the Karban Pesach. Lo yamidu divrayim b'makam karis. And similarly, by a nazir, since midairaisa he is a nazir tahar, the Rabbanon did not want to render him a nazir tamei and make him bring the karbanos of Nazirus Tuma, because Kadesh Shalo Yavi Chulin La'azara, in order that he shouldn't bring karbanos, that midairaisa would be considered Chulin La'azara. So according to the Taisis Rid, the chiluk is because this tumah is midrabanon and loy hamidu divrayim lagabi Pesach and Nazir. Rabbeinu Avram Minahar in our sugya brings a similar pshat in the name of Rashi, that lagabi oise Pesach, the reason why roiva akav atzamos and revias dam is not metamehim is because loy hamidu divrayim b'makam karis. And similar in the Mefarish by us, Tibur Hamaschel Ubezdin, Tibemakam Karis Loi Hemidu Divrayim. However, Toisvis is mashma that the chiluk is not because the tumah is midrabanon. Really, the tumah is dairaisa, but there's a halacha l'moisha misinai that there is a difference between the tumah lagabi truma v'kachim and lagabi nazir v'oise pesach. The lashon of Toisvis is v'hachi gmirilu. This is how the halacha l'moisha misinai went, that lagabi truma v'kachim the shear is a revias dam and a roiva akav atzamos, and lagabi nazir v'oise pesach it's a bigger shear, the shear of chatzi kav atzamos and chatzi loigdam.
But it's not Masha from the Tosis that it's because it's Midrabbanon. So the Tosis read and Rashi, the Mefarish explain because the Tumah is Midrabbanon and Loi Hamidu Divrayim by a Karban Pesach and by Nazir. According to Tosis, the Mashmos is Stam Hachi Gmirlu that there's a difference between Tumah Vakajim and Nazir Vaisa Pesach. The Meiri on Daf Mem Tesa Midbeis Lachayra. It's clear from his words that he learns Al Derech this Diuk in Tosis that really the Tumas are Midoiraisa. But there's just a difference between the guidelines of Tumah, Lagabi Achilas Chuma Vakachim, and Lagabi Nazir Va'oise Pesach. The Meiri on Daf Mem Tesa Midbei says that our Gemara teaches us a Yesod, She'ein Hamida Shava Ben Giluach Nazir L'Tumah Shal Chuma Vakachim, that it's not the same guidelines of Tumah, Lagabi Giluach Nazir, as it is by Chuma Vakachim. Because by Chuma and Kachim, the shear is Revi'ez Dam and Roiva Atzamis, and by Nazir, it's only a Chatzi Loig and a Chatzi Kav. Says the Meiri that since we say over here that it's not Toli Zebezeh, even though in our Gemara, what we're saying, Lagabe Nazir, is that the din is more kuladik, that he's not Megaleach on a Revi'ez Dam, only on a Chatzi Loig Dam, and he's not Megaleach on a Roiva Kavat Samais, only on a Chatzi Kavat Samais, but we can say that the dinim of Giluach Nazir are sometimes more Chamurdik as well, even though we know that touching a Mali Tavid Rekev is not Mitame B'mago, but Lagabe Nazir Megaleach, it could be that a Nazir is Megaleach on touching a Mali Tavid Rekev. The din could be more Chamurdik by a Nazir, because in our Gemara we learn a Yesoid She'ein Hamida Shava Ben Giluach Nazir L'tumish Shal Truma V'kachim. That's the chiddush that the Meiri learns from our Gemara. L'chayra, if the pshat in our Gemara is just that there's a tumah midrabanan and loy hamidu divrayim b'makam karis, or loy hamidu divrayim by giluach nazir in order not to bring chulin ba'azara, so then you can't learn this yesoid from our Gemara. Our Gemara is not saying a blanket rule she'ein hamida shava in general in the guidelines of tumah between truma v'kachim and nazir v'isa pesach. Elamai, it's mashma from the Meiri al derech what we were medayik from Taisvis, that really the tumas are both midai raisa. Just as a hilchasa gemirila, halacha lamaisha misinai, that there's a difference. Lagabe truma v'kachim, it has one guideline. Lagabe nazir v'isa pesach, it's a different guideline. If that's the case, we could learn a klal she'ein hamida shava ben giluach nazir l'tumah shal truma v'kachim. So it comes out, according to the Taisvis Rid and Rashi, that the tumah here by roiva kavat samis and revi'ez dam is midrabanan. According to the Tosis and the Meiri, it's Taka de Iraisa. But even though there is a Tumah mid Iraisa, there's still said a halacha mi piashmua that a Nazir is not Megaleach on the Roiva Akavat Samois and on the Revius of Dam. In the Shitas HaRambam, the Rambam in Hilchas Nazirus Perek Hey Halacha Tezvav says that when the Nazir becomes Tamei Meis, Bein Bitumois Shehu Megaleach Aleihen, Bein b'tumis she'enoi megaleach aleihen, whether it's the tumis that he is megaleach or the tumis that he's not megaleach, harei zeh loike, he surely gets malchus for being over the avera of a nazir becoming tamei. It's mavur from the Rambam that even by revi'ez dam and roiva akavat samois, there is a tumah d'oiraisa, unlike the Tosis Rid and the Mefarish and what Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar brings from Rashi. L'chayra, it's clear that there's an issa da'iraisa, a tumah da'iraisa, because he says you get malchus on such a tumah. A nazi gets malchus on such a tumah. The Mishnah Lamelech over there in Hilchas Nazirus is matmiya that l'chayra, the Rambam is soiser himself, because the Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Meis, Pere Gimel Halacha Gimel, says, She'kol tumah min ha-meis she'ein ha-nazir megaleach aleha. Any tumah that comes from the meis, it's in the category of tumas meis, but it's not as chamur that a nazir is not megaleach aleha. Like by the tumah of revi'ez dam and roiva atzamos, ein ha-din toira, is not a din toira. It's mashma from the stimus lashon ha-rambam that it's only a tumah midrabanan, which is taka al derech the Tosis Rid. But the Mishnah Melech says that it can't be, because the Rambam here in Hilchas Nazirus says harei ze loike. So how could the Rambam say that it's Malkus if it's Ein Adin Toira? If he says it's Malkus, that means that it is a Tumah Midai Raisa. So what does he mean when he says Ein Adin Toira? And the Mishnah HaMelech leaves this with a Tzarechian. However, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel, Ois Te Zayin, says the Mahalich Bedas HaRambam, and the Briskerov in the Chidushei Moron Riz HaLevi, and Hilchas Psulei HaMukdashim, Perek Yud Ches Halacha Tezvav, is Marich to explain in the same Mahalich as the Minchas Chinuch. And that is that the Rambam holds la'olam that it's a tumah da'iraisa. The way we were explaining Badas, Tosfos, and the Meiri, that really the tumah here of Roiva, Akav, Atzamis, and Revi is dam, and all the other tumahs that a Nazir is not megaleach aleha, they really are a tumah da'iraisa. That's why you get Malkus. However, this that the Rambam says, Eino din Toira, the Rambam does not mean that it's midrabanon. The Rambam just means that it's not as stringent because it's Einon mefurosh in lehedya b'toira. The Rambam holds that there's always a difference if something is mefurosh in the Torah or not. When something is not mefurosh in the Torah, it's not called a din Torah. Therefore, it could be called midivrei seifrim, but it doesn't have the kulas of a midrabanon. It's just that it's Einon din Torah. It's not considered a dover that's mefurosh in the Torah with various nafkaminas, the fact that it's not mefurosh in the Torah. But it still is the toikiv of a dairaisa, and therefore the Rambam could say that you get Malkus. The Minchas Chinuch and the Brisker Rav learned this from the Rambam himself in Hilchas Tumas Meis, Perek Hei Halocha Hei, where the Rambam says, Shehadvarim ho'elu, afa pi shehin divrei Kabbalah, einon din Torah, shaharei loy nisparshu b'Torah. Even though we know that these are Tumas da'iraisa, einon din Torah, because loy nisparshu b'Torah, they are not explained lehedi in the Torah. And the Kesef Mishnah over there in Hilchas Tumas Meis explains that the Rambam is going l'shitasoi, because the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs Shoyrish Beis says that anything that's not mefurish in the Torah could be called divrei seifrim, even though dinam u'mishpata mida'iraisa, that din could be mida'iraisa, but if it's not mefurish in the Torah, that's called midivrei seifrim. There's a similar Kesef Mishnah in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus. In Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes that Kiddushei Kesef is midivrei seifrim. And the Kesef Mishnah explains there that even though the Gemara in Kiddushin learns it out from Gzeir Shava of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, so surely Kiddushei Kesef is a Kiddushin Da'iraisa, still the Rambam calls it Midivrei Seifrim because it's not Mefurish in the Torah. It's just learned out from the Gzeir Shava of Kicha Kicha, but since it's not Mefurish in the Torah, therefore it has a din of Divrei Seifrim. Al Kopanim, that's the Shitas HaRambam, that the din of Roiva Akav Atzamos and Revi'ez Dam is Midairaisa, therefore you could get Malkus, but since it's not Mefurish in the Torah, it's just accepted Mipia Kabbalah, so therefore it's called Einon Din Torah. It doesn't have the din of a Din Torah, something that's Mefurish in the Torah. But since it's Midaraisa, it could get Malkus. It comes out then that the Rambam would be learning our sugya al derech the Tosis and the Meiri, and not like the Tosis Rid. According to the Tosis Rid, all the Gemara is saying is that this tumah of Roiva Kav Atzamis and Revi is dam is a tumah midrabanan. A tumah midrabanan. The Rabbanan decided sometimes loy hamidu divrayim b'makom karis of oisa pesach, and loy hamidu divrayim to make a nazir bring karbanis nazir tumah that it would be chulin ba'azara on the dairaisa level. However, according to Tosis and the Meiri, there's a Tumah da'iraisa here of Roiva Akav Atzamis and Revi is Dam. Just even though there's a Din da'iraisa that it's Tameh, and therefore a person can't eat Trum of a Kachim, still there's a Halacha that said that the guidelines of Nazir Va'isa Pesach are different, and there is no, the Nazir is not Megaleach on the Tumah of Roiva Akav Atzamis and Revi is Dam, and such a person is still eligible to bring his Karban Pesach. From the Rambam, it would be Mavur, like that Mahalach as well, of Tosis and the Rambam, like Tosis and the Meiri, because if the Rambam says that a Nazir gets Malkus on such Tumah, obviously he's looking at it as a Tumah da'iraisa, not a Tumah midrabanon. This that he says, Einon din Torah, just means that it's not Mefurish in the Torah, but still it is a Tumah da'iraisa, and all the Gemara means here is that even though there is a Tumah da'iraisa, still Nazir v'Oise Pesach have different guidelines, and a Nazir is not Megaleach on the din of Revi'ez Dam, or Revi'ez Vakav Atzomis. The Minchas Chinuch over there in Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel is Ma'ira that L'chaira from the Mishnah later on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis, it's Mefurish not like the Tosis Rid. Because the Mishnah says there that Rabbi Akiva learns Revi'ez Dam, a Kal V'Chomer from Etzem Kis'ira, and the only reason it's a Kal V'Chomer is because of this Chumrah that a Revi'ez Dam is Metame Ba'ohel. If that Tumah is only a Tumah midrabanon, how could he learn a Kal V'Chomer midairaisa based on the fact that Revi'ez Dam is Mitameh Ba'ohel? L'chaira, it's Mavur then from the Mishnah that the din of Revi'ez Dam is Mitameh is Da'iraisa. True, a Nazir is not Megaleach Aleha, but it would be a Tumah midairaisa. If the Tumah is only midrabanon, you can't use that fact to build a Kal V'Chomer on a level of a Da'iraisa. So l'chayr, it's a pell on the Taisis Rid and on the Mefarish and Rashi. How could they hold that the tuma of Roiva Akavat Samis and Revi'ez Dam is only a tuma midrabanon? But l'chayr, what you have to say, b'das these Rishonim is Einachanami. Rabbi Akiva argues on that. Rabbi Akiva holds that a Revi'ez Dam is taka matami minatayra, as is mevur from his drasha, from his kal v'chaymer in the Mishnah later on Dafnun Vavam and Beis. All the Taisis Rid and the other Rishonim that learn like him in our sugya are saying is that the Bezdin Shela Achreim argue on Rabbi Akiva in that Nakuda, and they hold that the Tumah of Revi'ez Dam is only a Tumah Midrabanan. We see Lamaisa that some of the Zakenim Harishainim held Chatzi Loig Dam Lakol, which means that they definitely argue on Rabbi Akiva, and they hold that a Revi'ez Dam is not Mitame at all. So that's surely not like the Sheet of Rabbi Akiva. So all these Rishainim are saying is that even Lashita's Bezdin Shela Achreim, that there is a Tumah of Revi'ez Dam, still that Tumah is only Midrabanan, unlike Rabbi Akiva. But Einachanami, the Minchas Chinuch's Raya from the Mishnah later on is a good Raya, Bidas Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva holds that a Revi'ez Dam is Mitami Ba'oil Midai Raisa, and therefore based on that he could learn a Kal V'Chomer from Etzem Kisayra to Revi'ez Dam, because that Tumah L'das Rabbi Akiva is a Tumah Da'i Raisa. The Gemara on Amid Beis discusses the part of the Mishnah that says that on a Chatzi Kavat Samois, a Nazir is Megaleach Aleha, and it's Meduyik that on a Roiva Kavat Samois, a Nazir is not Megaleach Aleha. Tosfos says in Dibur HaMaschil Chatzi Kav that a Nazir is not Megaleach on less than a Chatzi Kavat Samois is only Betumas Oyel, but a Nazir is Megaleach on a Roiva Kavat Samois on Maga and Maso. Only Lagabe Oil does the Gemara say that the shear is Chatzi Kav and not Roiva Hakav. The Meiri on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis says this as well, and he's Moichiach this way from the Lashon HaMishnah on Nun Dalet Amid Aleph, because the Mishnah says that a Nazir is not Megaleach on Oihel Roiva Atzamois, and it's Meduyik that a Nazir is not Megaleach on Roiva Atzamois is specifically Lagabe Tumas Oihel, but Bemaga Umasa, a Nazir is Megaleach on Roiva Atzamois. But this is, of course, only Lefi the Girsa that the Meiri brings down in that Mishnah on Nundalid for Oihel Roiva Atzamois. In our Svarim, in our Gemara and Mishnayis, the Girsa is V'oihel V'roiva Atzamois. According to that, there is no Diuk. But the Meiri brings down the Girsa V'oihel Roiva Atzamois, and that is Be'emes, the Girsa of the Mishnah, the way Tosfos brings it down on Daf Nun Amid Aleph, Dibur HaMaschel Rava, and again on Nun Vav Amid Beis, Dibur HaMaschel Rabbi Lazar, that the Mishnah says V'oihel Roiva Atzamois, and if that's the case, it's Meduyik in the Mishnah, like the Shita of Tosfos and the Meiri, that a Roiva Atzamois, a Nazir is Megaleach, Al Mago Umaso. This is in contrast to the Shita of the Mefarish by us, Dibur HaMaschel Chatzi Kav, that says that on a Roiva Kav Atzamois, a Nazir is not Megaleach Aleha, Afilu Al Magoi Va'al Masoi, even on Maga and Masa. And the truth is, the Meiri over there on Nun Beis Amid Beis brings down the Shita of the Mefarish in the name of Gedoyle HaRabbanim B'Ktzas Pirushin Shepirshu. And we mentioned this earlier on Dav Beis in the discussion of who is the Mefarish in Masechta Nazir. Some say that it can't be Rashi because it doesn't stim with Rashi in other places in Shas, and there are many Shibushim in the Pirush. However, the Lashon of this Meiri is Meduyik, that the Mefarish is Pirush Rashi, because he calls him Gedoyle HaRabbanim, but he says, B'Gedoyle HaRabbanim, it's mashma that it's a madura, one of the editions of Pirush Rashi, but not necessarily Rashi's final edition in his Pirush in other places in Shas, and therefore that would explain why there are shibushim in this Pirush, and why it doesn't always stem with Shitas Rashi in other places. But al kolpanim, these are the two opinions in our Gemara. Tosfos and the Meiri hold that a roiva atzamois, a nazir is megaleach aleha legabe maga and masa. Only concerning oil does the Gemara say that the shear is chatzi kav atzamois. And the Mefarish holds that no, on a roiva atzamois, a nazir is not megaleach afilu al magoi va al masoi. The Rambam in Hilchus Nazirus, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, paskins that a Nazir is not Megaleach on Oihel Roiva Atzamois, and the Tosis Yontif in the coming Mishnah is Medayik from that Nusach HaRambam that he holds like Tosfos and the Meiri, that a Nazir is Megaleach on the Maga and Masa of a Roiva Atzamois. And based on that, The Tosis Yontif is very bothered. Why, when the Rambam over there says that a Nazir is Megaleach on Maga and Masa of Etzem Kisayra, a bone the size of a barley, why does the Rambam not include in that list also that he's Megaleach on Maga and Masa of Roiva Atzamos? It's Meduyik in the Rambam that he is Megaleach on Maga and Masa of Roiva Atzamos, because by Roiva Atzamos he says that a Nazir is not Megaleach on Oihel Roiva Atzamos. But if so, why doesn't the Rambam speak out preferish as he does by Etzem Kisayra that by Roiva Atzamos a Nazir is Megaleach al Magoiva al Masoi? The Keren Oira and the Sfas Emes and the Briskerov in the Chidushei Maran Riz Halevi and Hilchas Nazirus Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet all answer this kasha of the Tosis Yontif, that the pshat in the Rambam is as follows. The Rambam, it's true, holds, as is meduyik from his Lashon, that by a roiva atzamos only concerning oil is a nazir, not megaleach aleha. But al magoyu masoy, a nazir is megaleach on roiva atzamos, like the shita of Tosis and the Meiri. But the Rambam doesn't have to speak that out beferish once he speaks out that a nazir is megaleach on maga umasa of etzem kisayra. Because once that's true, then by Roiva Atzamos, a Nazir is Megaleach Aleha by Maga and Masa because of the din of Etzem Kisayra. Because of the din that he's Megaleach on any bone the size of a Kisayra. So the Memela, the Rambam, doesn't have to speak out beferish the din of Roiva Atzamos. And the Achrayim clarify, even though it says in our Gemara, the Gemara asks, Tepuk Le Mishum Etzem Kisayra, and the Gemara answers that we're talking about the Ikmach Ikmuchi, that the bone is ground up into a powder as fine as flour, so therefore it's not Metameyat Etzem Kisayra. So the Achrayim explained that that's only true if the Gemara is assuming, not like the Shita of Rabbi Akiva and Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis, that says, Etzem Kisayra Shenechlak Nishnayim Mitame. The Gemara is assuming that if an Etzem Kisayra is divided up, then it doesn't have the Tumah of Etzem Kisayra. So therefore, B'de'ik Machik Muchi, if it's ground into a powder, then it's not Mitame. However, the Rambam holds La Halacha like Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Meis Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet paskins that even if it's divided into a number of pieces, a bone is metame. If it's the shear of a kisayra, even if it's divided into a number of pieces, it's still metame. If that's the case, say the Achrayim, the Keren Oira, the Sfas Emes, and the Briskerov, if it's nechlak into shnayim or shloisha, it's the same thing if it's nechlak into 1,000 pieces, if it's crushed up and ground into a powder. It's still an etzem the size of a kisayra that is ground up into many pieces. And memela, even b'da'akmach hakmuchi, the Rambam holds that a roiva atzamos is metame b'magu v'masa, and a Nazir is Megaleach Aleha Midin Etzem Kisayra. The Gemara didn't say this because the Gemara is not going like Rabbi Akiva, but the Rambam that paskins like Rabbi Akiva, that even when it's Nechlak into different Chatichos, still it's Mitame Midin Etzem Kisayra. Therefore, once the Rambam said that a Nazir is Megaleach on Maga and Masa of Etzem Kisayra, the Rambam did not have to spell out that a Nazir is Megaleach on the Roiva Akav Atzamos B'Maga Uvemasa. What's interesting is that the Gemara, when the Gemara asks, Tepuk Le Mishum Etzem Kisayra, and the Gemara answers that we're talking about B'da'akmach HaKmuchi, the Chazonish, in Evin HaEzer, Simin Kuf Mem Hei, in his Chidushim parallel to our Gemara, asks the Kasha of the Keren Oira and the Sfas Emes and the Briskerov, that L'chayra, what does it help that it's Akmach HaKmuchi? L'chayra, it should still be mitame midin etzem kisayra, because we hold like Rabbi Akiva that even if it's nechlak l'shnayim, it's still mitame. So if it's nechlak l'shnayim, it's still mitame. So even if it's akmach hakmuche, it should be mitame midin etzem kisayra. What's pshat in the Gemara's answer? And the Chazonish says that it's muchach from our Gemara that akmach hakmuche is different than stam nechlak l'shnayim. Nechlak l'shnayim means it still has the tzura of a bone. It's just broken into two or three pieces. But by us, by ikmach hakmuche, batel tzuras etzem, the whole tzura of a bone is lost. It's ground into a powder. V'oz einay mitame mishum etzem. In such a situation, it's not mitami mishum etzem. Says the Chazonish, we see from our Gemara that b'de'ik machik muche is different than just being divided into a few pieces, and that's why it's not mitami midin etzem kisayra. It has its own din of roiva atzamos, and therefore a nazir is not megaleach ala haloi. But the Chazonish says that according to this mahalach, it comes out shver. Why did the Rambam leave out the din that a nazir is megaleach on maga umasa of reiva atzomis, the kasha of the Tosis Yontif. And l'chayra, this kasha shows us that the pshan and the Rambam is like the Keren Oira and the Svasemis and the Briskerov say, that ekmach ekmuchi is not any different than nechlak l'shnayim. That's just considered nechlak into many tiny pieces, but it still has the din to be metame as etzem kis oira, shenechlak l'shnayim. And therefore a nazir is megaleach ala as well. What's with the Chazon Ish's kasha? That what's pshat in the Gemara b'da akmach etmuchei? The answer is, like the Achrayim explained, that this Gemara is not going with Shitas Rabbi Akiva. This Gemara holds even if it's nechlak into two or three pieces, it's not matami midin etzem kisayra. And therefore, when the Gemara asks teipuk le mishum etzem kisayra, the Gemara answers da akmach etmuchei, and therefore it's not matami midin etzem kisayra. But according to Rabbi Akiva, even b'da akmach etmuchei, it's metame midin etzem kisayra, and that's how the Rambam paskins lahalacha like Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, even though the Rambam holds that a nazir is megaleach on maga and masa of roiva atzamos, the Rambam did not have to spell that out beferish, because once the Rambam says in Hilchas Nazirus that a nazir is megaleach on maga and masa of an etzem kisayra, therefore the roiva atzamos is not a new din. That is the same din that on a roiva atzamos, even ground into a powder, a nazir is still megaleach on maga. The Gemara at the end of the daf brings the braisa that darshins from the pasuk Bachalal Cherev, that we learn out Cherev Hareze Kecholol. The sword that came in contact with a mace has the chumra of the mace itself, of the cholol himself, and if it is metame somebody else, so then it has a din as if that person is mamish tame mace, and he's tame shivas yamim. The Ramban in Parshas Chukas, on that Pasuk in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Tez Zayin, says, Hanirim in Hasugyos b'mishneh uve Gemara, that it seems from the Sugyos in the Mishnayos and the Gemara, that the whole din of Cherev Harehu Kecholol is only Legabi Tumas Maga and Masa. Aval Einoi Kamoihu Letami Ba'oyel. The cherev, the kli that comes in contact with the mace, does not have the chumra of the mace to be mitame someone else ba'oyel. Only legabi tumas maga and masa. And the Ramban says, Shema matzu by miut min hakosuv ba'oyel. Maybe by the psukim of tumas oyel, there's a miut in the pasuk because it says, Adam ki yamuz ba'oyel. It's mashma only a person is mitame. She'enoi rak al ha'adam atzmoi. But on the cherev that we learn out, harehu kecholol, that does not apply by tumas oyel. The emes is that the Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Meis, Perek Hei Halacha Yud Gimel, says this beferish la halacha, that the din of cherev harehu kecholol is not mitame ba'oyel. And he says, because of this drasha, Adam kiyamas ba'oyel, which is mashma, only the mace himself is mitame ba'oyel, and not the kli that comes in contact with the mace. And the Kesef Mishnah over there, in Perek Hei Halacha Gimel, in Hilchas Tumas Meis, already mentions that this miut, this drasha, is already suggested by the Ramban ala Torah and Parshas Chukas that we just mentioned. Al Kaponim, that is the shita of the Rambam and the Ramban, that even though it says in our Gemara, Cherev Harehu Kecholol, still that is only Legabi Tumas Mago, and the Ramban says Maso as well, but not Legabi Tumas Oil. There's another interesting chiddush legabi the din of cherev harehu kecholol, and that is said by the Baal Hamor in Chulin, daf ayin aleph amid beis. On the daf harif, it's daf chav dalet amid beis, where the Baal Hamor says that even though there's a din of cherev harehu kecholol, and it makes the person who comes in contact with the cherev tamei meis, that tamei meis does not need hazaas shlishi ushvi. He does not have to be sprinkled with the ashes of the para aduma on the third day and on the seventh day like a regular tamei meis. In other words, cherev harehu kecholol mostly, but not exactly kecholol. If you touch the cholol or come in contact with the cholol oil, so then you become tamei meis mamish. You need hazaas shlishi ushvi. If you come in contact with the cherev, then you have tumas shivas yamim, but you don't need the hazah of shlishi and shvi. And the Ramban over there in Parshas Chukas holds this way as well. And he says, because it doesn't say the word bachalal cherev in the psukim legabe hazah, it only says it in the psukim of tumah. So there is a tumas mace with the din of cherev harehu kecholol, but it does not require hazah. And the Rambam in Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, says this as well, Sheim Noga Nozir Bikli Mateches, Sheim Noga B'meis, Einoi Ta'un Hazo, it does not require Hazo. However, Tosfos later on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, Tibur Hamaskel Toshma, assumes as a davar pashut that if there's a din cherev hareu kecholol, then it's kecholol mamish, and it is metame tumas shiva and requires hazoas shlishi ushvi as well. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Ashas over there is metzayin the shita of the Baal Amor, because according to the shita of the Baal Amor, Tosfos' question is answered ayin sham, but al kapanim it's mavur the shita's Tosfos like the pashtus that cherev harehu kecholol, that it's mamish like the din of the cholol, and therefore it's metame the one who comes in contact with the cherev a tumas shiva with the requirement of Hazoas Shlishi Ushvi. What exactly is the din of Cherev Hareu Kecholol? By which keli do we say it? It's obviously not only by a cherev, by a sword, it's obviously by other kelim as well. But which type of kelim? So Rashi in Psachim, Dav Yud Dalet Amud Beis, and again on Dav Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, and Rashi in Chulin, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, and again on Dav Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, Rashi says that this whole din of Cherev Hareu Kecholol was said by Kli Matchos, by metal kelim, similar to a cherev. A cherev is a metal sword, so even though the din of cherev, areyu kecholol, is not limited to cherev, but it's things dumya de cherev, similar to a cherev, only by a kli mateches. But legabi other kelim, other utensils, then there is no din of cherev, areyu kecholol, and that seems to be the shita of most rishayim. However, Tosfos on daf nun dalet amud beis brings that the shita of the Ri, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Misimpunt, was that the din of Cherev, Hareu Kecholol, is by all kelim, by all utensils and all begadim, anything that comes in contact with the mace has the chumrah of the Cholol himself, and if other people come in contact with that, then it's metame tumas shiva, like tumas mace. And the Tosfos brings that the Rimi Simpunt had a raya to his pshat, to his shita, from a Sifri in Parshas Chukas. Because the Sifri in Parshas Chukas is mavur, that the din of Cherev Harehu Kecholol is even by begadim. What are begadim? So the Rimi Simpunt says, Stam begadim mashma af b'she'en on klimatches. When it says that it's even by begadim, begadim in hastam doesn't mean a metal keli. It's talking about an item of clothing, something that could be called a beged, and that's not a kli matches. Surely it's not limited to a kli matches. And therefore, says the Rimi Simpunt, we have a raya from the Sifri in Parshas Chukas, that the din of cherev hareu kecholol, if it's even by begadim, that means that it's not limited to metal kelim. It's by all kelim, by all utensils, by all clothing. The din is that if there's a keli that is becomes tame from the cholol, it gets the stringency of the cholol itself and is metame tumas meis. Tosfos brings that Rabbeinu Tam was matche this raya, because when it says in the Sifri that even begadim have the din of cherev hareu kecholol, it could be referring to kli matches. The tachshite kli matches shapir mikru begadim. If you have a tachshit, a metal tachshit, that could still be called a beged. Kidichsiv bebigdei kuna, as it says in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh by the bigdei kuna, the eila habegadim asher yasu, that the bigdei kuna are called begadim, the eilu habegadim asher yasu, the chashiv tzitz. And it mentions the tzitz among the bigdei kuhuna. And therefore the tzitz, which is a tas shel zav, it's a gold plate, it's metal, and still it's called begadim. So we see that a metal tachshit could be called a beged. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, you don't have a conclusive raya from the Sifri and Parshas Chukas that cherev hareu kechol is by all begadim. We could say like the pashtus, like Shitas Rashi, that it's only dumya de cherev, only if it's a kli matches. And this that the Sifri says that it extends to begadim as well, that begadim means a kli matches, and we find that the Torah calls a kli matches a beged if it's a tachshit that is worn on the body, because it says ve'eila habegadim asher yasu and includes the tzitz. The Marsham in two tshuvas in Chelik Beis Simin Sadi Dalid and again in Simin Reish Chav Dalid Ois Chav Aleph. The Marsham is matmiya on Rabbeinu Tam, because if you look up that pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh, it says ve'eila habegadim asher yasu, and then it lists a number of the begadim choishen ve'eifoidu me'il uchsoynes tashbeitz mitznefes va'avneit. But there is no mention over there of the tzitz. That's in pasuk dalid. Only later on in pasuk lamid vav is there a tzivui to make the tzitz va'asisa tzitz zav tar. But in the pasuk that calls them begadim ve'eila habegadim, it doesn't say, doesn't mention the tzitz bichlal. So the Rimi Simpun said that begadim is not limited to kli matches. Begadim must mean all other begadim. Says Rabbeinu Tam, I have a dichui to that raya because there's a pasuk that calls tachshite kli matches begadim because it calls the tzitz a beged. Frekta Masham, there is no pasuk that calls the tzitz a beged. The pasuk says ve'elah begadim asher yasu and lists other of the bigdei kuhuna, but the tzitz is never called a beged. So what does Rabbeinu Tam mean to bring from the pasuk? As a matter of fact, if you look at the Ibn Ezra there in Parshas Tetzaveh, he is ma'ayre that the Torah there does not mention tzitz. When the Torah says ve'elah begadim asher yasu, the Torah doesn't mention tzitz. Says the Rabbeinu Avram ben Ezra ki einoy beged because the tzitz is not a beged. We call it Shmoina Bigdei Kuhuna, says the Ibn Ezra, that's because most of the Bigdei Kuhuna are considered Begadim. So we call them the eight Begadim, the Shmoina Bigdei Kuhuna. That's because Rav of them are called Begadim. But Enechanami, the Tzitz is not called a Beged. And the Balaturim says that as well on the Pasuk. Veloi Hizkir Tzitz, Shaloi Hoya Min Beged. It was not considered a type of Beged. Sa'ad Rabbah, the Ibn Ezra and the Balaturim are saying that from the Diktuk Lashon HaPasuk we see that the tzitz is not called a beged, and that's why it's not mentioned in the Pasuk. So the words of Rabbeinu Tam are Temuhim. How could Rabbeinu Tam say that you see from this Pasuk that even a klimatchus could be called a beged? But it seems that the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is that Rabbeinu Tam understood that if the Pasuk says Ve'ela HaBegadim Asher Yasu, even though in that Pasuk in Pasuk Dalet it doesn't mention the Tzitz, but later in the Pasha it says Va'asisa Tzitz Zav Tar, and throughout Chazal that's called the Shmoina Begadim, the Bigdei Kuhuna, it seems that that Pasuk of the Tzitz is a continuation of the Tzivui of the Ela HaBegadim Asher Yasu. For whatever reason, it's not mentioned in the first Pasuk, but later on when it says V'asisa Tzitz, that's included in the list of Begadim, and therefore we see that the Torah calls even a Tachshite Klimatris, calls it a Beged. The Rimi Simpun says that it's not mashma when it says the word begadim. It's not mashma that it's referring to only klimatchas. The pashtus is that it's all types of begadim, and therefore he learns from this sifri that all types of begadim have the din of cherev areyu kecholol. But Rabbeinu Tam is willing to accept the fact that the sifri means begadim. When it says begadim, it means specifically klimatchas because the tzitz is referred to as a beged in that pasuk of ve'ela habegadim asher yasu. Later in the parsha, it mentions tzitz, and that is one of the shmoina begadim of the Kohen Gadol, and therefore we see that the tzitz is called a beged. Lafi Rabbeinu Tam, that says that the Eilah HaBegadim is referring to tzitz as well, so what's Takab Shat? Why is it not mentioned in the first Pasuk? We said that Ibn Ezra and the Baal Turim say that it's not mentioned in the Pasuk, Gufa, because that's not considered a beged, like the Marsham's understanding. But if Rabbeinu Tam holds that it is called a beged, and when it says later on, V'asisa tzitz zav tar, that's a continuation of what could be titled a beged, so why Taka doesn't it say it in the first Pasuk? So I found that the Moishav Zekeinim al HaTorah, which is from the Baalei HaTosfos, says a different pshat why tzitz is not mentioned in that pasuk, and that's because the pasuk says va'ato tedaber el kol chachmei leiv, and therefore we specifically mention the bigdei kuhuna there that require chachmas haleiv, but the tzitz was a pashat a beged kuhuna to make, and therefore it didn't need special chachmas leiv, therefore it wasn't mentioned in that pasuk. And the Moishav Zkeinim says we see the michnasayim was also not mentioned in that pasuk, even though it's clearly a beged, because it didn't need chachmas leiv to make the michnasayim and the tzitz. Al kopanim, that would seem to be what Rabbeinu Tam holds as well, that really it is included in begadim, and the reason it's not mentioned in this pasuk is for a different reason, possibly because it does not require great chachmas leiv like the other begadim required. But al kopanim, we see here an interesting machloike, whether a tachshite klimatris like the tzitz can be called begadim, and nafkamina la halacha lagabi the din of cherev areyu kecholol, because if the sifri tells us that cherev areyu kecholol is by begadim, the Rimi Simpun says I see from there that it's by all begadim, not just klimatris, because klimatris is not called a beged, whereas Rabbeinu Tam says no. If klimatchis can be called a beged, the tzitz is referred to by the Torah as a beged, even though it was a tas shel zahav, and memela when it says in the Sefri that the din of cherev areyu kecholol is by begadim, it's not a stira to the klal of Rashi and most Rishonim that cherev areyu kecholol is only by klimatchis, because klimatchis can be called a beged as well. A I'll just be mitzayin to a Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba in Chelek Bei Simen Kuf Pei Gimel discusses whether Kli Matches could be included in the Lashon of Begadim when someone makes a neder about a beged or leaves in his tzava something about Begadim. Does that include Tachshite Kli Matches? And the Rashba says that Tachshite Kli Matches are not included in the Lashon B'nai Adam when people say Beged, when people say in a neder or in a will that something is going to go with, is going to happen with Begadim, the Pashtus, the people do not mean Tachshite Kli Matches. However, says the Rashba, B'Lashon HaTorah, in the Lashon of the Torah, then Tachshite Kli Matches is called a Beged. The Haloi Tireh, because you should see, Hatzitz B'chlal Shmoina Begadim, the Tzitz is B'chlal Shmoina Begadim. So we see from the fact that Chazal call it Shmoina Begadim, and the Torah says, Ve'ela HaBegadim Asher Yasu, and then later mentions the Tzitz, we see that B'Lashon HaTorah, Tachshitei Zav, Tachshitei Kli Matches are called Begadim. But L'gabei Lashon B'nei Adam, it's not included in it. Al Kapanim, we see from the Tshuvas HaRashba that if he says that B'Lashon HaTorah, Kli Matches are called Begadim, and his Raya is from the Tzitz, that he holds like Rabbeinu Tam and not like the Svara of the Marsham. He holds like Rabbeinu Tam that the lashon of ve'ela habegadim ashayasu is going on the tzitz that's mentioned later in the parsha, not like the Ibn Ezra and the Balaturim that say that it's not mentioned in that pasuk because it's not a min beged, it's not called a beged like the Marsham understood. No, what says later on in the parsha of Asisa tzitz is a continuation of what the Torah calls begadim, and therefore says the Rashba, we see that the lashon haTorah, even Lagambe Tachshite Kli Matches could be a beged, but Halacha Lamaisa by Nedarim and Savois, there it still will not be called a beged, even according to the understanding of Rabbeinu Tam, because B'Lashon B'nei Adam, when people say begadim, they don't mean metal tachshitim, they mean cloth begadim, and that's why by a tzava and a neder, it is only referring to those begadim and not the Tachshite Kli Matches.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.